K.H. That's me. I am a singer-guitarist with a specialization in Americana and all things that are old.
M.K. That's me. Is a folk singer-pianist and licensed Simply Music piano teacher.
We won't be discussing the new pop music of today because it sounds too new for us and we're not interested. However, we will surprise and delight you with records that others just don't find. Welcome to KHMK Music Talk. This is KH. I'm coming to you from my bedroom in Devonport, Tasmania.
And this is MK, and I'm coming to you from my room in Auckland, New Zealand. And we have a great new logo.
Yes, we do. And you can also now find us on your favorite podcast directory. In fact, and you could probably also even ask your Google Alexa or Siri smart devices or any other smart thing that you have.
Thing that's a doctor.
Around to play us for you, which means that you can have us in your ears and in your house, should you so desire to do so.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, and scary at the same time.
And scary at the same time, yeah. And we also have the modified introductory, so you get that as well.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're looking new and shiny.
Yes.
So, we're going to kick
we'll
things
sound
off
new
as
and
we...
shiny, too.
What?
We'll sound new and shiny as well.
Oh, we will, too. Yeah, we're using a new recording setup.
Yeah.
And so, we're going to kick it off. As we mean to continue by talking about two female artists, Anne Hills and Courtney Marie Andrews.
Both of these women, in their own different ways, have very, very pure voices. Yes, hence the title of this episode, which will be Pure Voices.
Yeah, we thought we would call it Pure Voices, and they're both very politically aware women, I suspect. I know.
Yes, they are.
Anne is a very lefty singer-songwriter.
Yes, and so is Courtney Marie Andrews.
So, yeah. Anne took a long time to write her own stuff and to perform it. But she recorded lots of great covers first. And one of them, we're going to talk about two of them. One of them, the first one, came out in 1984, and it's called Two of a Kind. It was on their first solo release, which was essentially an art exhibit of Chicago-based songwriters. Two of a Kind was supposed to be a hit for Anne Hills, but she was too late. Somebody come out before with the song, before she could get to it. And God's honest, I don't think it's very hit-worthy. She doesn't really sing much up-tempo music. And the mandolin line is something to be savored in this song. It's Artie Trom, I think.
Yes, it's certainly... a nice mandolin line, that which is about the only constructive thing that I can add about this track. I haven't listened to a lot of Anne Hills. let's be honest.
So we'll take a listen to a simple country song.
Singing along with someone. Sounds like me and the good old boy are two of a kind.
And that was Anne Hills, and we just heard a brief excerpt there of Two of Kind.
Thank you for back announcing the song. It was an awesome back announcement. Not.
Thanks for that.
I'm just being stupid.
I know. So was I. Indeed. Anyway.
Anyway, the next number is from 1987. This record was a very 80s record with a very futuristic feel about it, but the title track is kind of something to say. It's a very vulnerable, complicated song about femininity. And it was written by Eileen Wise. It's called Woman of a Calm Heart. And we have a very brief extract.
Talking off the top of your head again, to see how far you get again, when the last thing that you want tonight is to lie alone in your bed again.
Woman of a Calm Heart, Anne Hills was the singer. Eileen Weiss was the songwriter, who I attempted to look up on Dr. Google, but it didn't work out. So now Kirby is gonna talk to the next two.
Courtney Marie Andrews, she is an artist that I discovered. I think I discovered her when her breakthrough album, her 2016 record, whose name has just suddenly gone out of my head, it will come back to me, came out. May Your Kindness Remain.
The record is called May Your Kindness Remain.
Yes, the record is called May Your Kindness. Yes, it came out in
2016.
Anyway, one of them did. May Your Kindness Remain came out in 2018. Honest Life was the one that I was trying to think of. Sorry, listeners. Came out in 2016. May Your Kindness Remain is the album that first got me hooked onto this singer-songwriter, and her voice is a very... It's quite a mellow voice, but it does... have a hint of things going on underneath. It's also quite a pure voice. She's a mostly self-taught singer. She taught herself, essentially. She has picked up hints along the way from singers who have had training. Such as Tanya Trotter from The War and Treaty, you know, things like that. But, I mean, apart from that, she's mostly a self-taught singer. But the two songs that I'm looking at today, the first song that we're going to discuss is called Burlap String. It's the opening track to her 2020 record, which is called Old Flowers, and it is about it's a breakup. It's a relationship ending.
It's really interesting that the record is called Old Flowers.
So it's a breakup record. And it's quite an introspective album. It does have its happy moments.
Yeah, including the song we're discussing, right?
No, the song we're discussing is her saying, essentially, if I could go back in time, I would, I'd give you wildflowers. So no,
yeah,
the happiest song on the record is probably If I Told, which is, you know, which is, you know, the closest thing that this record gets to a happy tune. But anyway, and so yes, so Burlap String, essentially, it starts the record. It is a very, it's a contemplative mellow tune, and the vocal and the way in which the instruments sort of they sort of go around the melody is really quite interesting, and the way in which she uses her voice is really quite beautiful. So now we're going to have a little bit of Burlap String.
If I could go back, I'd pick you wildflowers, tie them in burlap string, tell you what you mean to me.
By Courtney Marie Andrews, and that's interesting because she writes introspective, not very happy, contemplative stuff. What's the next one, Kerry?
Well, the next one we're going to look at is one of the tracks off her latest record, which is called Loose Future, and it is her most recent record is a much happier affair. It is talking about blossoming love and you know, not taking things or, you know, situations for granted. She wrote it during the pandemic when she was alone and hiking a lot.
As you were.
Yeah, as we all were. We were all, hiking in our own way. But anyway, so the song we're going to look at is the fourth cut of this record. It's called Satellite, and it's a very laid-back but happy tune.
So I look at the sky at night and how cool it is.
Yeah, but it's more about a metaphor of looking at the sky. So she's sort of saying that this person who she's talking about is her satellite.
True.
Because she says, you are a satellite orbiting around my mind. And then, so it's very, it's, the thing that I really love about her songwriting personally is the imagery that she conjures up. I mean, she even makes a point in the second verse of saying, you see me as I am, more than a hologram, which is really interesting. And it's an interesting point to make because she is basically saying, you know, you see me as a full person, not just as a computer generated image, and I'm not a projection of your plans either. So she's basically saying, well, this person, you know, sees me for the person that I am, and doesn't want to project their plans onto me. But she does it in a really in a really unique and thought provoking manner. It's really quite prophetic deep songwriting, and you're going to find that if you want, if any of the listeners wish to delve into her records, it's recommended, because they are just, yeah, they're just full of this spectacular, you know, imagery and you know, like word associations that you don't really see. I mean, apart from, you know, Brandi Carlile and, you know, Bob Dylan and you know, the writers that write TTV stuff, which is Tedesco Trucks. So they write their stuff, but they are the kinds of people that would write things on a similar level to Courtney Marie Andrews, and she's only 31.
It's very, I mean, very mature songwriter. Oh, yeah. I just discovered something.
Yeah.
Do you realize that song is like the only song in this episode that is a minor key?
Yes. That's why I picked it.
Oh, I thought you were right.
Yeah, I picked it as contrast. Yeah. Yes. And I think once you realize that she's only 31, I think that's when you start to realize, you know, the absolute profundity of her work, because you start to realize what an old soul she is. And I think, I mean, that's one of the things that draws me to a lot of this, is the fact that the people who are writing this, you know, they're old souls. It's like that they've traversed the earth before, which, you know, which is really quite profound. And the fact that she's writing this stuff and she's only so young, you know, she's had less time on earth than you and I have had by 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
I mean, you know, and she's writing, you know, she's writing these deep, incredibly deep, you know, emotionally drawn out, you know, and happy songs, but not outwardly happy. You know, she's not being, oh, I want to dance, I'm in love, you know. Well, except when you get to the final track, but even then, it's like it's this slow sort of build. So, like even her happy songs have this measured evenness to them, which, you know, which is really quite profound, because it's almost like she's stepping back from, you know, like rather than being, you know, I mean, I'm not saying she's not caught up in the moment, because she evidently is, but it's more like she's stepping back from it and writing from it as if she was there, not like she is. And I think that there's something really quite profound in that. But anyway, we're now going to hear a clip of Satellite. Was an excerpt of the Introspectively Happy Satellite by Courtney Marie Andrews. And we are now going to chat to you about what we will be covering in the next episode, which...
I think we should do a forecast of mystical songs.
Yeah, we should, but then we're going to have to include some Bob Dylan in there because...
Of course!
Yeah, Bob Dylan and some others. Maybe some, no, not Don McLean.
We've done that, we're doing that already. We're planning it.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to include that Joni Mitchell thing from the second record. Blue.
Yes. Maybe we should also talk about that song about the Midway, too.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, anyway.
But we got to do John's Ride, too.
Yeah.
Dirty Windows, Volume 2.
Yes. So in the next few episodes...
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
I'm just going to keep this day rolling, just in case anything from that comes out of it.
No, I really don't have anything,
I have nothing
wise to say whatsoever, except have a lovely fortnight, everyone, and
we will see you in a fortnight!
Yes, and we hope that you'll keep listening.
See ya!
Bye!
woman of a calm heart. Anne Hills was a singer. Eileen Weiss was the songwriter who I attempted to look up on Dr. Google, but it didn't work out. So now Kirby is gonna talk to the next two.
Yeah, Courtney Marie Andrews, she is an artist that I discovered. I think I discovered her when her breakthrough album, her 2016 record, whose name has just suddenly gone out of my head, it will come back to me, came out. May Your Kindness Remain.
The record is called May Your Kindness Remain.
Yes, the record is called Neon. Mm-hmm. Yes, it came out in
2016.
Anyway, one of them did. May Your Kindness Remain came out in 2018. Honest Life was the one that I was trying to think of. Sorry, listeners. Came out in 2016. May Your Kindness Remain is the album that first got me hooked onto this singer-songwriter, and her voice is it's quite a mellow voice, but it does have a hint of things going on underneath. It's also quite a pure voice. She's a mostly self-taught singer. She taught herself, essentially. She has picked up hints along the way from singers who have had training, such as Tanya Trotter from The War and Treaty. You know, things like that. But I mean, apart from that, she's mostly a self-taught singer. But the two songs that I'm looking at today, the first song that we're going to discuss is called Burlap String. It's the opening track to her 2020 record, which is called Old Flowers. And it is about it's a breakup. It's a relationship ending.
It's really interesting that the record is called Old Flowers.
Yes. Well, yes. So it's a breakup record. And it's quite an introspective album. It does have its happy moments.
Yeah, including the song we're discussing, right?
No, the song we're discussing is her saying, essentially, if I could go back in time, I would, I'd give you wildflowers. The happiest song on the record is probably If I Told, which is, you know, which is, you know, the closest thing that this record gets to a happy tune. So Burlap String, it starts the record. It's a contemplative, mellow tune, and the vocal and the way in which the instruments sort of they sort of go around the melody is really quite interesting. And the way in which she uses her voice is really quite beautiful. So now we're going to have a little bit of Burlap String.